From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish authorities say they are close to identifying the gunman being sought in connection with the New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub that left 39 people dead. The deputy prime minister told reporters Monday that authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack as a manhunt continues for the attacker. A grainy image of the suspected gunman taken from security camera footage has been released. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State, which said in a statement on the internet that one of its, quote, soldiers targeted Turkey, which it said has sided with countries of the cross. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Iraqi police and hospital officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 others injured Monday when a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden pickup truck in a busy market area in Baghdad. Many of the dead are day laborers who were waiting for work. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it is similar to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed and 17 others injured in 2 huge suicide car bombs near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. And U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week, reflecting on the successes during his White House tenure and offering his thoughts on where the country's heading when President-elect Donald Trump assumes power January 20th. This is VOA News. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations. President-elect Trump will soon disclose new information about the U.S. intelligence finding that Russia hacked into computers of Trump's opponents and released damaging information to help him win. Spicer told CNN on Monday, it's not a question of necessarily revealing his words. Spicer went on to say he's going to talk about his conclusions and where he thinks things stand. VOA asked former U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter, now the CEO of the East-West Institute, about the hacking allegations against Russia and how the Trump administration might approach the matter.
If after a study of this, which a lot of people are calling for, kind of a commission to study it, if we find that there was an attempt, a real attempt by the Russians to undermine American democracy, that would just, you know, add to the mistrust and the difficulty of finding common ground between Russia and America on things like ISIS and on other international issues. So it's going to be a real challenge for the new administration to work on finding common ground.
Trump, who is 18 days from his inauguration, said he knows more about Washington's claim against Russia and possible hacking than has been publicly revealed, and that the information will be released this week. Turkey's military said Monday that 22 militants were killed when its warplane struck Islamic State targets in Syria. Syrian monitors, meanwhile, say hundreds of civilians have fled villages outside the Syrian capital as fighting continues between government forces and several rebel groups. Fighting comes despite a truce brokered by Russia, Syria, and Turkey that took effect early Friday and is said to be largely holding in other areas of the country. At least 60 people are dead following a prison riot in Brazil's northwest state of Amazonas, with authorities predicting the death toll could climb. Officials say the trouble started Sunday at the prison in Manaus, the state capital, and was triggered by a war between rival drug gangs. Several inmates escaped during the mayhem. A manhunt is underway in Bahrain for 10 inmates convicted of terrorism charges who escaped after an armed gunman stormed the prison, killing a police officer. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which also wounded a second officer. And authorities in Gambia have shut down a private radio station amid rising political tension as the president continues to deny his defeat in recent elections. Yahya Jammeh, who has ruled Gambia for 22 years, initially accepted defeat after the election, but a week later, he changed his mind. For details on more news, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.